We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:15, that's going to be a rainy day. 80% chance for showers today. 70% chance for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Nothing but sunshine. And hope that's the we all hope that's the result. In the Dome, although it's inside after the Saints play the Vikings. On a line, radio.com, Sports NFL Insider, Elliot Shore Parks. Insider calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Hey, Elliot, how you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I'm all right, sir. Happy New Year to you, too, by the way.
You too. Excited to start the new year with some playoff football.
Man, I'm telling you, that's why you lift all those weights like the NFL Films thing says and go out there and kill yourself at training camp, et cetera. So I open up the Vikings depth chart because I like to do that and look at the Saints depth chart and look at matchups, et cetera. First name that pops up, Stephon Diggs, whom we all know was a guy that caught the touchdown pass. I wouldn't call it the Minnesota miracle. I'd call it the Minnesota missed tackle, but maybe that's me. Tell me about the Vikings offense and match it up with the Saints defense.
Yeah, look, you mentioned it. Stephon Diggs has really had a great year for them. I mean, you remember at the beginning of the year, him and Kirk Cousins weren't really on the same page. But since then, he has 63 catches, over 1,100 yards, and 6 touchdowns this season. One of his best years he's had, honestly, in terms of yards and almost there in terms of touchdowns. So that's going to be a tough matchup for the Saints. And then Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, the last 2 weeks, hasn't played, but he's healthy. He should be able to go this Sunday. And that's a tough matchup for the Saints as well. But the bottom line is this. I've been in that dome. I think I've covered 2 playoff games, a number of regular season games there. That's one of the toughest places to play in the league. And when you talk about Kirk Cousins, a guy that can't even win on Monday Night Football, let alone a big playoff game, I think that their offense is just going to be so handicapped by the play of Kirk Cousins and the atmosphere he's walking into that I give the Saints defense the advantage.
What is Kirk Cousins' playoff record? Does he have one? I know he's been hurt a lot.
I believe he's 0-1 in the playoffs. Yeah, 0-2. Yeah.
They tell me. So do you think, Elliot, that's a function of the size of the stage, pressure, et cetera? And if you would, talk a little bit about the difference. You know, we have football players that work here naturally, and you know, they say there's preseason speed, there's regular season speed, and then there's playoff speed. You agree with that? And if so, is it the pressure that gets to some quarterbacks, or the pressure being on a stage, not pass rush, although that could play a part in it too? Is it the pressure, the lights? Is it because people are playing at a faster speed?
Yeah, look, I think it's a little bit of both. The best example I can give is a guy I covered here in Philadelphia, and that's Nick Foles. I mean, during the regular season, this guy was, you know, an average quarterback. He won quite a bit in Philadelphia, but he wasn't that great. Certain quarterbacks just have it in them when the stage is brighter, the moment is bigger to step up, and Nick Foles was one of those guys. I think when you look around the league, you see certain players that are just built for the moment, that are ready to go into that stadium when the whole country is watching. It's the only game on, much like during the season, you know, with Monday and Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. When it's the biggest game a lot of these guys' career. And for Kirk Cousins, you can make the argument this is the biggest game of his career when you consider the fact that the Vikings signed him for exact moments like this. I mean, they made it to the NFC Championship game with Case Keenum, didn't think he was good enough, paid Kirk Cousins the most guaranteed money at the time for a quarterback in league history. So they need him for moments like this. But again, and you know, I can't compliment the Saints fans enough in that dome. Every game like there is kind of like a playoff game. I mean, they certainly ratcheted up extra for the postseason, but I don't personally think, and I've been to every stadium in the league outside of Denver, I don't personally think there is a tougher place to play in the NFL, let alone the postseason, than the Saints. So when you talk about the different speeds, I think it's even faster. You could argue preseason, regular season, playoffs, and Saints speed in terms of the atmosphere.
Yeah, I talked about pressure of the lights, like you're saying, playoffs, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, et cetera. But what about actual pressure on a quarterback as it relates to the Minnesota offensive line and our defensive line and linebackers.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the Vikings offensive line has not been great, so much so that they almost always have to try to move Kirk Cousins out of the pocket, where he can be pretty dangerous. I mean, when you move him to the right or the left and don't just sit him back there, he can be effective. But you mentioned the Saints defense. Obviously, when you talk big picture with the Saints, a lot of people focus on the offense and Sean Payton and Drew Brees, but the Saints defense has been very good, and they have an elite pass rusher in Cameron Jordan. So I do think that the Saints have an advantage there as well.
All right, so we had a little change at cornerback, or at least an acquisition, if you will. Eli Apple's been, I would say, so-so. Mm-hmm. And Marshawn Lattimore on the other side doing a pretty good job. In terms of, I guess, effectiveness of quarterbacks, Janoris Jenkins, how much of a difference maker can he be as it relates to the Saints and their playoff run?
Look, I mean, Janoris Jenkins has played a lot of good football in his career. And even with a banged-up Giants secondary, he was not great. But I think a lot of times with secondary guys, especially corners, if you don't have talent around you, it's really hard to play well, especially with the communication that's involved between the safeties and the cornerbacks and having to be on the same page there. I think that Janoris Jenkins is obviously now in a way better spot with the Saints than he was with the Giants. You mentioned, Lattimore, even Eli Apple, a guy that has came from the Giants, and he's not been great, but at least he's, played a little better. I do think that Janoris Jenkins can be a bit of a difference maker for this secondary, just because he's a new element to it too. This late in the season, if you're an offensive coach, like I know Mike Zimmer is not, but if you're an offensive head coach going into a game and you've been scouting this New Orleans defense, now Janoris Jenkins is another ripple in there. But I do think he can play well for the Saints.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. If y'all have any questions or comments, text them to 87870, and I will pass them along to Elliot Shore Parks, radio.com sports NFL insider. 821 traffic now on WWL. 824 Tommy Tucker, WWL. Happy New Year if you're just joining us. Saints, of course, playing the Vikings, our most common playoff opponent, or at least they will be after the game on Sunday. 3 days, 3 hours, 40 minutes, and 49 seconds away. And we're talking to NFL radio.com sports NFL insider Elliot Shore Parks about the matchups, etc. So Elliot, Saints defense, Vikings offense, you give the advantage to?
I give the advantage to the Saints defense simply because of Kirk Cousins. Again, I mean, I think sometimes, you can certainly look at the matchup of the defensive line versus the offensive line. I think the Saints win that one. The receivers I would probably give to the Vikings versus the secondary of the Saints. But again, sometimes you don't really have to oversimplify it. Kirk Cousins is not going to go into New Orleans and turn in a good game. He's never played well in big spots. And that kind of neutralizes, I think, the advantage that the Vikings do have at a receiver over the Saints secondary.
All right, let's flip it around. Vikings defense, Saints offense.
Vikings defense, Saints offense. I mean, that one I will say is closer. Obviously, the Saints offense is clicking at a high level. You saw last week what they did in Carolina. Alvin Kamara has not had the year everyone expected. The Vikings defense, though, is really good. And defense travels, especially in the postseason. I would still give the advantage to the Saints, but I think this one is a lot closer.
I remember back with the Minnesota missed tackle, however you want to refer to it. Xavier Rhodes was, at that time, the super stud. Is he still?
Yeah, I think he is. I really do. You mentioned that play. Certainly one he would want back, but I think he's still a great player.
In terms of Saints offense, any advantage particularly or any weak spots on the defense of Minnesota that they can look to exploit?
That's a good one. I mean, the Vikings defense is very good overall. I mean, their front four their defensive line, I think, can be a little bit exposed, especially if you move Drew Brees around. I don't think they're the best tackling line in the world, so I do like the Saints running game against them, but that's probably the area I would focus because their secondary can be very good.
In terms of injuries, if you're not banged up at this time of year, chances are you're drafting pretty high next year. What's the situation on both teams? And is there an advantage, I hate to say that, in terms of injured players, but does one team have less injured players than the other? And will that have any effect on the game?
You know, I haven't had a chance to look at the injury report for either team yet for this week. I mean, it's still pretty early in the week. Obviously, teams just started yesterday on Wednesday. But, look, like you mentioned, this time of the year, every team is banged up, right? And it's really all about depth at this point. And I will say for both teams with Mike Zimmer and Sean Payton, those are two top head coaches. So when you talk about potentially missing players, having injured guys, I think both are well prepared to come to Sunday and have those backups ready to play.
All right, so AFC on Saturday, NFC on Sunday, Buffalo-Houston first game Saturday afternoon, or evening, I guess, 3:35, then Saturday night for Tennessee-New England. Of course, the Saints play the Vikings, noon kickoff on that one, and we'll have all the action for you here on WWL and in Seattle and Philadelphia. How do you see this whole thing shaping up, Elliot, to look at the NFC playoffs in the big picture?
Just on Sunday, or you mean in terms
overall,
of the whole
take us all the way through it.
All the way through? I mean, I think I like the Saints, honestly, and I'm not just saying that because I'm calling into a New Orleans station. But, again, I think the Saints have the best team in the NFC. They have the best head coach. They have the best quarterback. Right now, I know the 49ers are playing at a high level, but and I know they went into a New Orleans and won, but the postseason's a different animal. And you look at their track record of first-time quarterbacks going into the postseason, I think there's something like 10-22 in their first games overall. So as good as Jimmy Garoppolo has been this year, I don't know if he's ready to carry the 49ers through the playoffs. And I just think the Saints have that experience coming off of last year. Obviously, two devastating playoff runs for them the last 2 years, but I think this is their year to finally break through and make it to the Super Bowl.
All right, so this weekend, Seattle-Philadelphia.
I think, I've gone back and forth on this one a bunch of times. I think that the Eagles are playing much better than they were about 4 or 5 weeks ago when they played. They lost to the Seahawks 17-9 here in Philadelphia. But I think that now they're just playing at a higher level. They've won their last four games. Carson Wentz is playing the best football maybe of his career when you consider the big games he's won. The big issue here is going to be turnovers. The Seahawks create turnovers, and the Eagles are more than willing to give it up. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one, but it's very close. I think that is the best game of the weekend.
You said the Eagles very close?
Yes, I think the Eagles win in a very close
one. And the game's in Philadelphia. You already told us about the Vikings and the Saints. How about Tennessee-New England?
Tennessee-New England, a lot of people are thinking the Titans can go into New England and win, obviously. I mean, the Titans are clicking at a very high level. Ryan Tannehill is playing great. I think they're averaging about 30 points per game with him at quarterback since he's taken over. And we all know that the Patriots' weakness is on offense. I mean, they struggle to score. And really their defense, when they've gone up against good offenses, Baltimore was successful against them. Even Miami last week with Devontae Parker and Ryan Fitzpatrick gave them some trouble. But I just cannot pick the Titans to go into New England and win a playoff game. We talked earlier about the difference between the regular season and the postseason. Might not be any bigger difference for a team than the Patriots in terms of turning it up when the postseason starts. So I'm picking the Patriots.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Elliot. We're running a little short here. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Elliot Shore Parks. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. We didn't get to Buffalo and Houston, but I think this will be a fun game. Somebody says, go Bills. We'll be back. WWL, here's First News now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.